Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by Al Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the sixth Ali in Parshas Veschanan, that is Perek Vav, Pasuk Dalid. And Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, Shema Yisrael, Hear, O Israel, Hearken Israel, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Hashem is our God, Hashem is one. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Dalid, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Rashi is explaining why is it we say Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem is our God, Hashem Shehu Elokeinu Ata, Hashem is our God right now. V'lo Elokeinu Umas, He's not the God of the other nations. Hu Asud Liyos Hashem Echad, He eventually will be the one God. He will be the God over everyone. Shenemar says in the pasuk, "Ki az epachel am safa brura," because then I will change the nations to a clear language. Likra kulam b'shem Hashem. Everyone will call out in the name of Hashem. Venemar b'yemuhu yashem echad ushma echad. Back to Chumash pasuk. Hey, ve'ohavtan, you shall love. Es Hashem lekecha, Hashem your God. B'chol vavcha, v'chol nafshecha, v'chol maidecha, with all your heart, your soul, and your possessions. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk. Hey, ve'ohavta, asay dvarv me'ava. You shall perform all of his words out of love. Enidema oisem me'ava le'oisem yira. There's no comparison a person that does something out of love than out of fear. If a person serves his master out of fear, when it becomes too burdensome for him, he just leaves his master and he disappears and he doesn't serve him. However, if he does so out of love, even if it's challenging, even if it's hard, he still continues. What does this mean? With both of your yetzers, meaning your yetzer tov and your yetzer hara. Your heart should not be divided against Hashem, meaning you shouldn't question Hashem, why does he give good to bad people and do bad to good people? You just have to serve Hashem with all your heart. Even if someone wants to take away your life, you still have to serve Hashem with that. With all your money. There's a person that his money is more valuable to him than his life. That's why the pasuk says, that person has to serve Hashem with all of his money. Another way of understanding, every single measure that Hashem gives to you, whether it's good or it seems to be a punishment, you have to serve Hashem even in those. By David it says, and back to Chumash Pasuk Vav, and these words that I command you today, they shall be on your heart. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Vav. What is that love that was spoken about in the previous Pasuk? That because of this, you're going to recognize Hashem, and you're going to cling to His ways. That I'm commanding you today, what's this emphasis on today? It shouldn't be considered like an old decree or an old edict that a person doesn't really attach too much importance to. These should be viewed like something that's new and fresh. Everyone's running to greet it. Everyone's running to try to accomplish it. What exactly is this word that Rashi used? It's a command of the king that comes in writing. Back to Chumash Pasuk Zayin, you shall teach them to your son, and you shall speak in them when you're resting in your house, when you're sitting in your house, and when you're going along the way, and when you lay down, and when you get up. Rashi over here, Pasuk Zayin tells us, this is actually an expression of sharpness. They should be sharp in your mouth. If someone asks you a question about Torah, you shouldn't have to bumble and be unsure of yourself. You should be able to answer him right away. Who's this talking about? It's talking about a person's students. We find all over that a person's students are called their children. It says, also with Chizkiyahu, he taught Torah to all of Klal Yisrael, he called them his children. It says, and the same way that a person's students are called his children, it says, the Rebbe is called the father. It says, Avi Avi Rechav Yisrael. And you shall speak in them. Your main conversation should only be in them, in the words of Torah. They should be your main focus. They shouldn't be your secondary focus. When you lie down, so you might think that if you go to sleep, even halfway through the day, you should say Kriyashma. When you get up, you might think if you get up in the middle of the night, you should say Kriyashma. The Torah is talking about the way that normal people are. Zman Shchiva, Zman Kima, when usually people are going to go to sleep and when people usually wake up, that's when you say Kriya Shema. Back to Chumash Pasuk Ches. Ukshartem lo isa yadecha. You shall tie them as a sign on your hand, v'hayu l'taitafais b'enecha, and they should be as taitafais in between your eyes. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Ches. Ukshartem lo isa yadecha, elu tefillin shebizraya. This is talking about the tefillin that you tie on your arm. You don't put them on your hand, you put them on your arm. That's talking about tefillin. V'hayu l'taitafais b'enecha, elu tefillin shebizraya. This is tefillin on your head. V'al shem minyan parshiyasem nikru taitafais. The reason why they're called taitafais is because that's how many parshiyas are written inside the tefillin, tot bekaspi shtayim, in the Kaspi language, the word tot means two, and pas beafriki shtayim, in the African language, the word pas means two. So tot tefais, that's 2 plus 2, that's 4. Back to Chumash Pasuk Tes, uchsavtem al muzeis b'sechu v'sherecha, and you should write them on the doorposts of your house and your gates. Rashi over here, Pasuk Tes, tells us, mezuzeis b'sechu, mezuzeis ksiv, it's written mezuzeis with only one vav, not with two vavs, and that teaches us, she'ein tzarech al achas, you only have to put it on one doorpost, not on both doorposts of your house. This is including that you have to put a mezuzah even on the door of your courtyard or of your country or of your city. And back to Chumash Pasuk Yud. And it will be that when Hashem your God brings you into the land that He promised your forefathers Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov to give to you, you're going to find cities that are great and big that you didn't build, and houses full of good that you didn't fill up, and hewn cisterns that you didn't hew out, meaning you didn't dig these wells, vineyards and olive groves that you didn't plant, and you're going to eat them. Be satisfied. Hishamer lecha, but be very careful for yourselves. Pentish kachas Hashem, lest you forget Hashem. Asher tziyachah meretz Mitzrayim beis avadim, that took you out of land in Mitzrayim from the house of servitude. As Hashem lekechatir va'isay savid, Hashem your God you shall fear and you shall serve Him. Uvishmai tishaveya, and you shall swear in His name. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Uvishmai tishaveya. Im yesh b'cha kol amidas halalu. If you have all these characteristics within you, shata yares shmai va'ovedaisay, you fear Hashem and you serve Him. Az b'shmai tishaveya, then you could swear in His name. Shemitach shata yares shmai, since you're afraid of His name, tehezar b'shvoscha. You're going to be very careful about the shvua, this oath that you make. V'imlav, and if not, loy tishava, don't swear. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yudalud, loy se'elchon achrei elohim acherim, do not follow after other gods, me'elohei amim asher sevoseichem, from the gods of the nations that are around you. Ki kel kana Hashem lekecha bekirbecha, because Hashem is a zealous God in your midst, pen yechire af Hashem lekecha bach, lest the wrath of Hashem burn against you, v'hishmidcha me'al pnei adama, and He destroy you from upon the face of the earth. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yudalud, me'elohei amim asher sevoseichem. Why is it the Pasuk emphasizes from the gods of the nations that are around you, you're not allowed to serve other gods even if those nations are far away from you. It's just simply because you very clearly see all the gods of nations that surround you, so therefore you might be inclined to go after those gods. That's why he had to warn them very much regarding the gods that were right around them. But of course, if a person's going to journey to the far ends of the earth and he finds some sort of avodah zarah over there, he's also not allowed to serve that one as well. Back to Chumash Pasuk Tazayin. Do not test Hashem your God, just like you tested Hashem at Masa. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Tazayin, B'Masa, K'sheyatsu Mitzrayim, when you left Mitzrayim, Shenisihu B'mayim, you tested Him with water, Shenemar says, Hayesh Hashem B'kirbenu. Back to Chumash Yod Zayin, Shamar Tishmurun, you shall surely safeguard, Es Mitzvahis Hashem Elokeichem, the mitzvahs of Hashem your God, Ve'idoy Sav, and His testimonies, V'chukav, and His chukim, Asher Tzivach, that He commanded you. V'sisa Yashav Atay V'enei Hashem, and you shall do that which is good and fair in the eyes of Hashem. L'man Yitav Lachso, shall be good for you. U'vasav Yirashas Arza Atay V'Hashem Nishba Hashem L'Vaisecha, and you can come and possess the good land that Hashem your God promised your forefathers, lahadoifes kolivechem panecha, to drive away, to chase away all your enemies from before you, kasher diber Hashem, like Hashem spoke. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Ches, hayosher vahatoiv, what does that mean? Zupshar, this is referring to making compromise. Lifnim Yishur Sadin, beyond the letter of the law, it's good to make compromises. Let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Chav. Ki yishal chavin chamachar limar, when your son asks you tomorrow, saying, now this doesn't mean literally tomorrow, it means later on down the line your son's going to ask you, ma edis vachukim ha-mishpatim, what exactly is this testimony in the chukim mishpatim asher tziv Hashem lekinu eschem, that Hashem, our God, commanded you. And you'll tell your son, we were slaves to Paran Mitzrayim. And Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim with a strong hand. And Hashem placed signs and wonders, which are great and harmful, against Mitzrayim, Parai, and all of his household in front of our eyes. And He took us out from there in order to bring us to give us a land that He swore to our forefathers. Hashem lasses called chukim eila, and Hashem commanded us to do all these chukim. Liyiras Hashem lekinu, to fear Hashem our God. L'toiv lanu kol yamim, so they could be good for us all our days. L'chayusinu kayim azeh, to give us life like this day. Utzakati lanu, and it'll be a merit for us. Ki nishmar lasses is called mitzvah azayis lefnei Hashem lekinu kasher tzivanu. If we're careful to keep all these commandments in front of Hashem our God, like He commanded us, we're going to stop here for the day. Pick up at the last aliyah tomorrow. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.